now John S. Doyle to tell us once again what it says in Friday's papers.
The world must be ashamed. That statement by the Taoiseach Simon Harris about Israel's war in Gaza gives the Irish Examiner its lead headline. Below the headline is a photograph of a three-month-old girl, Rim, who is the sole survivor of an Israeli military attack on her family home in Khan Yunis, Gaza, yesterday. The paper, in an editorial, describes it as staggering that 40,000 people have been killed in Gaza since last October. The Irish Independent says it is truly time for the living hell for the 2.3 million Palestinians in Gaza to end, though the writer is not optimistic about the peace talks that have begun in Doha. The Irish Times comments that the time has come for the Israeli Prime Minister to listen to his country's friends, to put his country's interests before his own, and to confront his extremist allies. It is the only route to end the suffering in Gaza, the paper says. The Times leads on its front page with news that concerns about the construction quality in parts of the new National Children's Hospital were flagged with senior government officials in a report which also warned of continued timeline uncertainty about the completion of the development. That report was compiled by officials for a Department of Health supervisory group in late May, Jennifer Bray writes. The Independent reports that a so-called cuckoo fund, which bought up hundreds of distressed Irish properties, is trying to offload up to 120 of them because they were not making a good return. However, the investment group, Cyprus-based Xerico Limited, served a number of allegedly invalid eviction notices on tenants and ended up before the Residential Tenancies Board, Amy Malloy reports. The Irish News leads with a report that puppy farms in Northern Ireland take in £26 million a year, half of that coming from just 9 breeders in Fermanagh and Tyrone. The Irish Daily Star has news for those heading to the Electric Picnic. Paul Healy reports that revellers at the music festival are being warned of the dangers of lethal lab-made drugs being sold as party drugs after 11 prisoners were hospitalised in nearby Port Leisha this week when they overdosed on synthetic amphetamine. Contrary to reports earlier in the week, there will be craft beer at the festival, or at least near it, according to a report in The Independent. Asmia Riaz writes that David Walsh Chemis, owner of Ballykilcavan, a local brewery in County Leash, having been excluded from the festival, has set up his own campsite 3 kilometres from the festival site. It will cost from €300 to €900 for the weekend, the paper says, and will offer tents, music, yoga, hot tubs, a food truck and, of course, beer. For the Irish Daily Mirror, the main story is the joint national listenership research figures just released, which show, amongst other things, that RTE Radio 1 has maintained a 20.7% market share of peak time listening, and RTE 2FM shows have had a slight boost in listeners. The main interest for The Mirror is that the comedian Oliver Callan has gained more listeners than Ryan Tuberty after taking over his Radio 1 morning slot. Callan kicks tubs is the headline. But the prize for headline of the day goes to The Times for the headline on John Fitzgerald's economics column, No End to Ireland's Enduring Love Affair with the Banana. In a column elsewhere in The Times, Diarmaid Ferriter says this summer marks the centenary of the announcement by the Minister for Education, Owen McNeill, that the teaching of Irish would be made compulsory in all schools. But as to whether that would help to restore the Irish language, McNeill said, you might as well be putting wooden legs on hens as trying to restore Irish through the school system. He favoured instead the preservation of the Gaeltacht areas as reservoirs of Gaelic from which the language may generally flow out organically to the surrounding districts.
John S. Doyle.